Over the last few weeks, we've asked you listeners to rethink two cornerstones of patriotic iconography, Uncle Sam and the National Anthem. Creating a brand new original national anthem is a daunting task, even for a professional rock band. Later on, we'll hear what Apples in Stereo came up with.
I mean, it's hilarious. It's hilariously old-fashioned sounding. I love it. We should have, like, the big mustaches, and that's all we need.
This is an unusual group of indie rockers. Only two people in our group with facial hair.
Trying to dream up a new national anthem is nothing new, it turns out.
Someday in the future, the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, may be rewritten.
Comedian Albert Brooks imagined exactly that 37 years ago.
Hey, world! Look at ours! We're the greatest! We're the... Thank you!
Thank you.
A lot of you thought that instead of writing a new song from scratch, some songs that were already out there and familiar would make much better anthems than the official one, such as America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
For his part, the Rolling Stone music critic Will Hermy says, why not the James Brown tune from the 80s, Living in America? It's funny to imagine this as the American national anthem in some alternate universe.
I just have this thing that, like, times that I've felt best about my fellow man is very often like on a dance floor. And so a national anthem that you can dance to is something that appeals to
right.
me.
I feel good! Any other possibilities?
Well, I might be going a little bit out on a limb here, but it sort of seemed that fiscally the country's in a bit of a jam. And I stumbled across this song sung by Dinah Shore. Called See the USA.
I remember it well from my youth.
In your Chevrolet.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee.
Now the trick is, could you de-brand it? And is there some other word? And maybe we should invite our listeners to suggest that would scan as Chevrolet does, that isn't the brand name of an automobile.
Although branding the national anthem, I think, could actually be a fiscally smart thing to do if you had a company like Halliburton or Goldman Sachs maybe sponsoring a national anthem.
For a limited time, maybe.
For a limited time, and they could, you know, help their public image a little bit, and they would pay top dollar for the privilege. And
you shouldn't have suggested that, because now, of course, that could well come to pass. If one put all these nominees to a popular vote, what do you think would happen? What would win if there was a national referendum?
Yeah, maybe America the Beautiful would win. Ray Charles did a definitive version of that, and I could live with that.
God done shed his grace on thee. He crowned thy good. Yes, he did.
It's a song that that lends itself to ornamentation, certainly. And it does sound pretty good sung by a whole bunch of voices together.
It has to be a choral thing.
Yeah.
America. 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 I love you, America. You see, my God, he does shed his face on thee.
Of course, not everybody sings America the Beautiful like Ray Charles.
Patriotism swells in the heart of the American bear.
when you think about it, the Muppets are very American and make pretty good global mascots for the country. Although Fozzie Bear, probably not such a plausible replacement for Uncle Sam. And just who is Uncle Sam? I asked the design writer Alyssa Walker.
Well, this the famous image of the kind of menacing older man wagging his finger at you was created by the auspiciously named James Montgomery Flagg. And he was a painter and illustrator who lived in New York, did many illustrations for the war effort. And this appeared in 1916 on the cover of a magazine named Leslie's Weekly. And it instantly became so popular that over 4 million copies were produced of this poster to recruit servicemen. 4 million copies. That's a lot. In 1916, 1917, to get people to come, you know, go to their local recruitment center and go aid the war effort in World War I and throughout World War II.
And Uncle Sam as a figure had emerged 50 years or so earlier. But really, it wasn't until that James Montgomery Flagg poster, Graphic Design at Work, that it became such a specific kind of icon.
A very specific icon, and probably the most disturbing part about that is that Flagg said he didn't have any money to pay a model, so it's actually his own likeness that he added the little white-haired goatee. I looked at a picture of him, and he does have those bony cheekbones and that kind of pointy nose.
How interesting. I never knew that. So it's self-portrait of an angry man.
Right.
Transforming Uncle Sam was our big listener challenge. We wanted to see how you would update the stern, white-haired old guy in the Stars and Stripes top hat. Tons of you entered, and you can check out all the submissions at studio360.org.
It was a daunting commission because you don't necessarily want to be the person who's redoing Uncle Sam or, like, making the new Coke.
Kate Bingham-Burt teaches graphic design at Portland State University.
Some of these chairs, there's so many chairs in this room.
So she enlisted some of her graphic design students to take part in our challenge, even though they're all on summer vacation. All of their proposals are at studio360.org as well.
What is this one?
The American puppy. Like, when people are talking about it not being human, or like, what would everyone love? Like, no one would have a problem with a cute puppy. Right? People would be like, some people, but.
Turn it into an LOL cat?
Yeah. I mean, that would be a certain comment on American culture, anyways.
We went back to the design writer Alyssa Walker to judge our Uncle Sam listener entries. And she noticed a certain pattern in the entries.
I did see some slightly angry representations of Uncle Sam, which I thought was good, letting people kind of voice their concerns about the way the direction of the country is going. And also, I think a lot of requests that we represent Uncle Sam not as a male or a white male.
Instead of doing this over many, many, many weeks like American Idol, let's just cut to the chase. You have selected a runner-up and a winner. First, the runner-up.
So the runner-up was created by one of Kate Bingham-Burt's students.
Right.
And her student is named Nicole Lavelle, and it's this really charming, sweet poster of a little boy who's about 2 or 3, dressed in blue jeans and a red shirt, and he's lying on the ground with his chin propped up on his fist, and he's just marveling at this butterfly. And to me, this epitomizes what maybe how we should feel about our country. I mean, we're quite a youthful country, I guess, in the overall worldview. So I think the youthful representation is right on, the child of the world. And I also see this curiosity and creativity and technology and maybe information about science. And that's the kind of stuff that we hear is going to pull us out of this economic slump. And it just captures a lot of that in a very simple image that we can all relate to.
It's also not ultimately so PC. It's a white boy, after all.
That's true. That's true. It's a white boy. Maybe we could ask her to do several versions. People might be, some of the people who submitted some of these more militant, angry images might not agree with it. But I think this is something, it's universal, and it's something that we need now.
And the winner is?
The winner is a series of 4 posters by Brendan Condit. And this is a twist on Flagg's original poster, the waving-fingered man. But what he did was take the image of the angry patriot and turn it into these four illustrations of different people who serve the country in different ways. So we have a teacher, a judge, a policeman, and a member of the military. And instead of saying, I want you, it says what you can do. And it has a link to the Obama administration's serve.gov initiative.
This basic notion I thought was really terrific and took the human figure and kind of demilitarized it a bit and made it more, you know, kind of broadly uplifting.
And he also, the phrase, he mentions it in his submission, is that he was inspired by JFK's famous inaugural speech. So it's based on what you can do for your country. I just love that he turned the phrase around. I think that's pretty great.
And moments after he was chosen, I called up the winner, Brendan Condit, to give him the good news. Well, this is my Ryan Seacrest moment because, Brendan Condit, you've won.
Really? Wow. Well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. These were great. I really, really appreciate it. And I'm glad to hear that that speech still has resonance with somebody who was born 20 years after it was given, as you were.
Yeah, right.
You can see Brendan's winning entry and all the other submissions at studio360.org.